diyeceğim.
Շրջաբատված գերբ կլանք պարեգամներով և գամավորներով այս շոպատ կմտած էի Սերջ ռադիոյի մասին և սի կարձես թե բզդի գղզի մն է Օվգյանոսի մեջ այս ռադիո ժամը և ամեն գերագի գուկանք այստեղ հայկական երկ նվակ լուրերը պաշտենք ժողովրդի հետ, ինչպես կսկսես
ամեն շաբաթ մենք վեքեյշնի գերտանք
լավ գղզի Okay da la pa ira be si ches kskas aisek i prka routing tsarayenk yev minagnisen ka istra pats jourti hedenk
chem kere shat chem madatsen pats jisht es sazat jisht e mer aroryan tours kelenk yev gskank vor pamaganenk vor mer antsnagan dunumakrelu kortsk enelu tramshaylu het gapchuni սիրելով գնենք, մեր հաջելի անցերոնգը դեսնենք, իրար ու պարեգամ եղացենք, և հուսանք, որ մեր ունգտիրներն ալ նյունցևով լավ ժամանակ կանցնեն մեզի մտիգնելով։
Եվ այսօր մի քիչ ավելի ուրախ ենք, որտև շրջապատված ենք ոչ մի անգամավորներով, այլ մեր հյուրերով։ Գադի Շապատեի վեր հայտարարած ենք, թե այս կերակի օգոստոս 18-ին Դեյվ Դգին Սարկիս և Մարի Բարղամյանները, ռադիոժամի գամավորները, պիտի դանին, պիտի հյուրասիրեն պիցայի, և գիտես դղակը ինչպես կսկան պիցայի մասին, ինչ է դպավորություններ այս տողոց պիցայի, և մեր-մերնա, մենք էլ կսիրենք երտալ։
Քիչ առաջ սենք կդագի բաժինան շուտ ինչպես եկեղեցին խաղող դա պետք է միշտ փամը լավորդա որ եկեղեցին միշտ մարդը լա մենք ալ պիցան մեզի պատճառը մը գարձես պատճառը եք չունենք հավաքվելու պիցան ալ կոնե բադրվակ մնե որ գսենք անորամար է որ գուքանք այսօր
իսկապես հաջելի է կդվիլ պարեգամդերով շրջաբաբած պարեգամդերով նամանավան կաղութ մունինք որ իսկապես պացարի կաղութ մնե որ մեզի զորևի կանգնած դարիներ ընտացքին ամեն դեսագիտիցովով, և այս հունվարին սկսյալ այս պիցայի հարցը մեջ տղելավ, և հա մոտ 9-րդ ամիսն է, որ պիցայի գերտանք, վայլենք, և պիցայի հարցը չէ ինչպես որ գիտես, և ասացենք միշտ, այլ Կովկովի քալն է կարևորը, և այսօր անգամ եւս շնորհակալություն գայտնենք Սարկիսին և Մարիին, և հավանաբար համոզենք իրեն, որ պամնարս է ավելու իշ հայտակրի ընթացքին այս Նյու Ջերսի հանկան ռադիոժամն է։
Dial is set on 89.5 FM, the radio station of Seton Hall University in South Orange, New Jersey, and you are tuned into the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. We broadcast on Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. and bring you Armenian songs and music along with news, views, interviews, and community announcements. Joining us today are Mr. and Mrs. Sarkis and Mary Barchamian. They will be hosting a pizza outing for the radio volunteers. This includes me, so shout out to We thank them for their generosity and hope to have a great time this afternoon. Today, August 17th, is also the Assumption of Mary and also the Blessing of the Grapes. The Assumption of Mary is about Mary's body and soul ascending to heaven. And the Blessing of the Grapes takes place on the Feast of Assumption, although there is no connection between the two. According to biblical history, Noah planted a vineyard immediately after disembarking from the ark in Nakhichevan, Armenia. And of course, we have grapes converted to wine, which we use in our divine liturgy. I am Miran. I thank you for joining us and I ask you not to touch the dial and enjoy the program till 4 p.m.
Stadze Haik Pelian. Արևտես սիրելի մոնտի մերը ստորև գներգայացնենք շաբթվա ուշագրավ լուրերը։ Այսօրվան ցանանկությունը նախապես պատրաստված է շաբաթ օգոստոս 16-ին Նյու Ջերսիի մեջ։ Սպիտակ տան մեջ Երևան, Ուաշինգտոն, Բաքու առանցքին վրա ստորագրված շրջակագիրը գշարունակե բնորոշել հարավային Կովկասի օրագարկը։ Երևան կկարևորի Տեհրանի հետևողական և հրապարակային դիրքորոշումը Հայաստանի Հանրապետության տարածքային ամբողջականության, ինքնիշխանության և սահմաններու անցերմխելիության նկատմամբ անվերաբահ հարկանքի անհրաժեշտության վերաբերյալ։ Հարգ է նշել, որ առաջիկա շաբթվա սկիզբին Իրանի նախագահ Մեսուդ Պեզիշկյան պիտի այցելե Երևան։ Իր գարկին Հայաստանի վարչապետ Նիկոլ Փաշինյան հարցազրույցի մեջ ըսավ հետևյալը. «Եթե գետրոնանանք տնտեսական գողմի վրա, ապա ոչ միայն Հայաստանը, Ադրբեջանը, Ամերիկայի Միացյալ Նահանգներն ու Թուրքիան, այլև Ռուսաստանն ու Իրանն ալ գունենան շատ կարևոր օգուտներ. Իրան հնարավորություն գունենա երկաթյուղով բարսից ծոցեն սև ձով հասնելու. Ռուսաստան և Իրան կկարողանան ունենալ երկաթուղային գապ երկու երկիններու միջև»։ Պեզիշկյանի Երևան այցի ընթարաջ Հայաստանի արտաքին գործոց փոխնախարար Վահան Կոստանյան, որ վերջին օրերուն այցելեց Տեհրան,
իր շուպումներուն ժամանակ ընդգծեց, որ Երևան փոխադարձաբար հաշվի գարնե Թեհրանի գենսական շահերը։ Մյուս կողմը Ռուսաստանի փոխվարչապետ Ալեքսեյ Օվերչուկ Տրիպի նկատմամբ ասաց է, մենք այս հարցը դիտարկենք հետևյալ հարթության վրա. Հայաստանը մեր ռազմավարական դաշնակիցն է, եւ եթե Հայաստան գործի թե ովը բան լավ է իրեն համար, ապա մենք իհարկե այդտեղ Հայաստանին կաջակցենք, ասավ Օվերչուկ եւ ապացուց, որ իր երկիրը կաջակցի հարավային Կովկասի այն խաղաղ գործընթացներուն, որոնք լիովին համապատասխանեն իր շահերուն։ 44 օրյա պատերազմեն ի վեր Ադրբեջան համարորեն օրագարկի վրա գբահեր Զանգեզուրի միջանցքի բացման հարցը, սա Հայաստան-Իրան անխափան գաբին դեսագետի լուրջ մարտահրավերն էր։ Զանգեզուրի միջանցքի հարցին շուրջ Իրանի եւ Ռուսաստանի դիրքորոշումները միշտ տարբեր եղած էին, հակառակ որ երկու քն ալգուզեին արդադարձի շրջանային ուժերը դուրս թողուլ, Մոսկվա գծեր միջանցքի վերահսկողության դիրանալ, իսկ Թեհրան գճանար չգդրվիլ իր հարևանեն։ Իրանի բարձրաստիճան պաշտոնատարներ նույնիսկ հայտնած էին, որ այս հարցին շուրջ ռազմավարական դաշնակից չեն համարեր ռուսական կողմը։ Միացյալ Նահանգներու ծրագրուդական Մերիլենդեն Քրիս Վեն Հոլն նամակով մը թիմած է Իսրայելի մոտ Միացյալ Նահանգներու դեսպան Մայք Հակեբին, անգեբանչելով, որ անմիջական քայլերու թիմը Երուսաղեմի քրիստոնյաներուն ներառյալ հայության եւ հայկական պատրիարքության իրավունքները պաշտպանելու համար։ Մանրամասն նամակին մեջ Վեն Հոլն լուսարձակի տակ դառնե Երուսաղեմի հայկական թաղամասին մեջ գտնվող Գովերու բարդեզին թեմ քաղաքապետության գողմագալ քայլերը եւ այս կանամոլենուն գողմե անոր վրա հարցագումները, որոնք վտանգի տակ գտնեն քաղաքի մեջ հայության թարավոր ներկայությունը։ Ան նաեւ գխնդրե, որ թեսպանը Իսրայելի կառավարությունեն պահանջի, որ պատասխանատվության գանչուին հայկական թիրախներու վրա հարցագումներ իրականացած ասկանամոլները։ Ամերիկայի Միացյալ Նահանգներու նախագահ Դոնալդ Թրամփ եւ Ռուսաստանի նախագահ Վլադիմիր Պուտին ուրբաթորը Ալասկայի մեջ դեսակցեցան, խոշորացուցի տակ առնելով Ուկրաինայի հագամարտությունը։ Դեսակցությունը տևեց 2 ժամ 40 վայրկյան, ըստ միջազգային աղբյուրներու, թեև հրաթաթարի համար համաձայնությունը չկոյացավ, սակայն ապակայի համար կոյացավ հույսը։ Սույն լուրերը կաղեցև ներկայացուց Հայկ Կուպելյան, ծտեսություն։
Զեպուր կդարնամ, մեղ մի կանամլամ, սարերից կիչնամ, նստեմ կոդրամ։ I'm
Now go to the news brought to us in English by Florence Avakian.
My news report for Sunday, August 17th, 2025, begins with the fact that dozens of articles proclaiming that the Armenian-Azerbaijani leaders' summit that took place with President Trump at the White House did not benefit Armenia and instead was a great benefit for Azerbaijan. Jarwood Daily wrote that Azerbaijan won overwhelmingly from the Trump summit, which was basically a public relations event for President Trump and his hope to get a Nobel Peace Prize. The items on this item involve the fact that Azerbaijan benefited from a corridor provided through Armenian territory and administered by the United States for the next 100 years, as well as a dissolution of the OSCE Minsk group, which ended the return of Armenians going back to Artsakh, as well as the removal of European monitors from Armenia, as well as Section 907, which was canceled. It was a provision that said that the government of the United States would not give military aid to Azerbaijan. That Section 907 is now canceled. And Azerbaijan, not being directed to leave its occupation of Armenian territory, about 100 square miles of Tavush, Aragat, and Vyotsor, which they invaded in 2002 and have refused to leave, as well as the removal of all lawsuits that Armenia has against Azerbaijan, as well as the fact that Armenia is prohibited from purchasing weapons to defend itself. So what does Armenia get? Peace and some promises. Azerbaijan is already demanding that Armenia change its constitution and state that Armenia has no claim over Nagorno-Karabakh. For this event and report, I also called the new ambassador to the United Nations from Armenia, Ambassador Parur Hovhannisyan, who said to me that the reaction in Armenia on this deal was positive. He said the deal reduced the risk of a new war and encouraged potential economic opportunities, as well as an improved regional climate with almost all other states except Russia welcoming its development. So was this a power struggle that the United States had between Russia and the United States? Well, we will see in the future. As Azadutun newspaper report has said, that they have been asked to leave the press building by the Pashinyan government because they say that it is not fulfilling its responsibilities in journalism. And Azadutun reports that Archbishop Mikhail Ajapayan, who has been accused of calling for the overthrow of the Pashinyan government, is now on trial in Armenia. Also, the Archbishop of another area, Galistanyan, is also under arrest. Both archbishops have denied these charges. Armen Press reports also that Russian Armenian Samuel Karapetyan, owner of the Tashir Group of companies, including the electricity in Armenia, has been denied bail by a Yerevan court. He has been under 2 months of pre-trial detention in jail, and he was arrested 2 months ago on charges of calling for an overthrow of the Pashinyan government. Many Armenian citizens are being detained for their opposition to the Pashinyan government. The United States State Department Human Rights Report has highlighted cases in Armenia where the police have occasionally used arrests as a form of punishment. The Armenian Constitution prohibits arbitrary arrest and detention and provides a person's right to challenge the lawfulness of their arrest in court. But the Armenian government does not always observe these requirements. The report also noted that Armenian government officials also use torture and degrading treatment or punishment with impunity. Many cases were not investigated, especially during peaceful protests. The report also dwells on non-combat deaths in the army, saying they were suicides so that abuses would not be covered, so that abuses would be covered and not investigated. Also, journalists, especially those for independent media outlets, face threats and pressure online and in person for posing questions aimed at holding government officials accountable. This is Florence Avarkin in a pre-recorded report on Saturday evening from New York for the Armenian radio program.
Տեղից հայտնվեցիր Ասա, թե ինձ ոնց գտար Չէ ոնց դու իմ կյանք մտար Ու իմ սրտի մեջ թաքնվեցիր Իմ սրտի տանիքն ես Ու իմ տիտանիքն ես Դու ինձ խորտակում ես Քո սիրոցում Իմ սրտին մետրոն ես Տարդերդի կենտրոն ես Սիրուն սարորդում Yes, sinut soror dumen
Jer vin zajna keskan qi Tu na im sërti Toh amene, toh im ser Arinz motari Jer vin zajna keskan qi Tu na im sërti Toh amene, toh im ser Arinz motari Duhe si mi jake Sare gake Duje si bukinje Raza se Duje si mjerkinke Im huj si tanike Imaj sjek Kes namare se Se Ti me angunutat koshortin dogat Jer pan zreve datari ore nor batsvi Toh amene, toh im ser arinz motari Jer pan zreve datari ore nor batsvi Toh amene, toh im ser arinz motari Simi jake, im luj sare gake Duje si mokin, jer aza se Duje si mjerginke, im luj si tanike Imaj sjek, kje samare se
Jersey on 89.5 FM. We welcome this Sunday, Rafi Gregorian. Rafi, we missed you last Sunday. We had a panel discussion. I'm sure you heard, at least heard the very informative discussion we had. And it's your time. You know, we value your opinions. There was a Trump-Aliyev-Pashinyan meeting, and then that was overshadowed by the Trump-Putin meeting this Friday. What is your take of the whole situation?
I don't know. It's more like a show to me.
Okay.
It just was. I have to see results to believe it. Unfortunately, it wasn't a peace agreement. It was a handshake. It was. I don't know if it was a TV opportunity. I am hoping. I know the radio opinion was positive. Bored, you know, cautiously optimistic. Yeah. Was that the word?
That was Serge's contribution.
So, I'll have to see. It's good to be optimistic, but I'm not sure this is real. I have to see it to believe it.
You know, I don't know why you say I have to see to believe it, because realistically, what did we expect? Did we expect a miraculous peace treaty with Azerbaijan, the territories given back, Karabakh, 120,000 people going back?
No, I did not expect that. But I also think that it was, if there was no substance, and it seemed to me that Armenia had no choice but to give in. And that saddened me. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying.
Armenia had no choice. I definitely agree with you. I think I try to echo that same sentiment because we lost the war. We lost.
Yep.
If you lose something, you get on the corner and start crying or trying to shape up and do better next round. And if it is an ongoing process, we have to shape up and do better. But at least, as Heike Kupelian said the other day, we have a breathing spot in this whole
Let's
dilemma.
Hope that we don't waste that with a breathing spot and we use it to our advantage to be stronger and more capable to be able to deal with issues like this in the future.
Serge, what do you think of the Trump-Putin meeting? Because that, too, left us with many, many more questions and answers. Even today, I mean, there was a similar reaction from many, many people observing that nothing was said, nothing was done, or we don't know what was said or done. Where do we stand? What is your take?
My take on it is they weren't unrelated. The two probably were related. Maybe it was slightly an additional ace in his pocket when he went to meet Putin, saying, I'm cornering you from south as well, or I'm getting into your area. So, but even if it was the case, though, we should be careful because he could end up using that card and give it back to the bigger prize of the deal with Russia if it comes to that. And there was also some parallels that I saw between Ukraine giving up a lot of land versus Azerbaijan getting a lot of land, and it's whitewashing it. So I kind of see the parallels there, and I really think this was more or less a Russian or U.S. deal, or the opportunity a week ago between Pashinyan and Aliyev and Trump was more of a Russian or U.S. thing rather than an Armenian thing. It just happened on our land in Sunik. That's where the biggest the agreement to give away was. But other than that, Pashinyan wasn't really there to gain anything back.
Rafi, you were in Armenia with your son, Matthew, years ago, and you told us, in fact, you called us from Armenia saying, wow, look how many thousand people in the square, and Pashinyan was coming into power there. Yeah. And from that day to next year, June 2026, what do you see chances of Pashinyan getting reelected?
I think a lot of people were disappointed. I also think it wasn't, we were disappointed that not so much Pashinyan, but maybe the previous administrations are not prepared. So I can't blame it all on Pashinyan. But I think Pashinyan could have done something about it in his first 3 years. So I don't know if, I would exonerate him to say it wasn't his fault, but, you know, it was partially his fault. I don't know if it's... I wish I could give Pashinyan a solution, but I can't. He's in a tough spot, and I am not sure. We're surrounded by neighbors that are not very cooperative, not having a financial backing to reverse what went wrong. Except for maybe France, but they're too far away. But this is, this is all going to come down to, how strong you are and how you're going to keep your brightest people in the country. Mm-hmm. It comes back to some economic growth and investment and to provide young people jobs in Armenia so they don't flee. We don't want the brain drain to continue. They need to stay there. They need to feel that this is their cause. Unfortunately, we might have looked back at the genocide and post-genocide to say, could we have gone back? I don't know. It's because when you are on your land, you see what's happening in Gaza. They're unfortunately they're losing. It's indiscriminate solution of who's responsible, and you look at the innocent children and women and families that are fleeing. I can't help but think of the days that I saw when I was leaving Beirut.
Serge, you just heard Rafi saying the first 3 years Pashinyan could have done something. What is that something, in your opinion, could have done?
Not exactly sure. I think, as Rafi also put it, we wouldn't blame it completely on him. I think at the end of the day, it's our responsibility. It's our motherland. It's up to us to defend it. No other country will come, neither the U.S. nor France nor anybody else around us will do. The positive side of this agreement is we now have some sort of stability over the next three and a half years at least, while this administration in the U.S. is there. At least there's some symbolic, they have a benefit to keep this peace to some extent going. During that time, we know NVIDIA is opening a place in Armenia and expanding chips. Armenia needs chips for AI. AI is the next big thing, obviously. Armenia is, tech is a good, is in a good place, in a good direction in Armenia. The area that Rafi was saying, young kids need to have a life future there. I think that from that perspective, having some stability over the next 3.5 years, you as a businessman could go in and open up a place in Armenia and do something there for Armenia as well as for yourself. I think that's a good story. And this kind of gives us that backing. I think if the benefit to Armenia from this deal, if we call it that, isn't really from whatever was in the deal, it was whatever could come out of it on the sides. From the tech world, from businesses and other things that Armenia could do right now. I don't even know if any of those roads will open up, to be honest. But I think those side benefits, it's our opportunity now to maximize them and for Armenia's benefit.
This week I was reading an article by Dr. Girard Libaridian, who's one of the best we have. And interestingly, he did not mention Aliyev, he did not mention Armenia, he did not mention Russia. He focused on the fact that we have lost so many people. Armenia's population a few years ago was maybe 4 million. Now he tells me it's 2 million, and even getting to be less. And this speaks about the brain drain you're talking about, Rafi or Serge. And what are we doing to avoid that brain drain, which is the asset which is most valuable for the future of Armenia?
I have an idea.
Okay, let's hear it.
Armenia should open immigration to anyone who is of Armenian descent to become an Armenian citizen. And guarantee that their investment in Armenia will not be confiscated by the government, assuming they pay their fair and legal taxes. Provide employment to the local community, to the local country, I should say, and welcome them back. And that's one idea I had. I repeat it. People say, well, no one is going to invest in Armenia if you don't guarantee the security of the investment. So guess what? That's what you need to fix. We have 3.5 years of hopefully no threats to the capital that's invested in Armenia. You also have to make sure that that democracy continues, and you do not jail anyone that is may win the election.
Speaking about democracy, I believe, and I strongly believe, Armenia is far ahead of Georgia or Azerbaijan in terms of establishing these democratic institutions. They've done a lot of work. People don't realize it. There's a lot of work that is being done in Armenia. Armenia has come really, really advanced. But as you said, if I invest in Armenia, I want to trust the government. I would trust the system. And I think there is a lack. The fact that diaspora and Armenia are not in tune, that really says a lot about the situation we're in now. And unless we learn to behave and cooperate and not take a churches or individuals or organizations' interest over the interest of the country or the nation, we would always be standing still and going from one to one squared. That's what I also think. But as you said, there are suggestions, and every suggestion comes with a price tag or a question mark. Serge?
Yeah, I agree. And to extend it a little bit further, I think the diaspora link to Armenia has been at its lowest.
Very low. Bravo.
And the diaspora is a big asset for Armenia. I don't quite understand why they are not maximizing that benefit. It seems they are more focused on the current Armenia, even we excluded Karapakhtis. But something that connects the diaspora and engages them more, especially the diaspora and Armenians, we're somewhat shocked and still haven't gone past the loss of Karabakh that we spent the past 20 years talking about from Kurt Kerkorian and everybody else in the Western world, at least. We're still in that shock. We still haven't moved forward. There's no effort that I can see to reach a hand saying, this is the best we could get. Come with us and build the better Armenia. I'm not seeing an effort. The fact that it's not happening, it's not a problem, but I don't see the effort. That's a problem, I think.
I'd like to just ask one question to somebody who's sitting very quietly, somebody whose ideas I very much respect. His name is Bedros Maljan. Bedros, there is a question we raise often, and not only in the Armenian circle or Armenian family. The question is, do we practice what we preach?
It's an interesting question. Are we practicing what we preach? And I know you're mentioning democracy in Armenia. That's another thing. Question is, I think democracy is good. But when it's flawed, when you have a flawed democracy like what we have in Armenia, it becomes very bad. Because then people start relying on this flawed democracy, hoping that this flawed democracy will help their country. And so you see, Azerbaijan is run by Aliyev. Aliyev is a dictator. And I'm not saying I'm promoting any kind of dictatorship in Armenia, but it should be put on the table. Should we keep on relying on this flawed democracy to support Armenia? Do we need another person to step forward and take charge? You know, we had the Velvet Revolution, the Violet Revolution in 2018 that put a change to the parliamentary system. So I mean, the question is, can we continue working with this flawed system, or do we need a complete usurpation, completely change what we're doing, the way the framework of the government is working? And even now, like, we're seeing some changes on it. I mean, Serge brought up that we can't rely on anyone else, and it's true. Armenia, we've seen this throughout history. We cannot rely on other countries to help us. Armenia has to help itself. And for so long, we relied on Russia in the 1800s, in the Crimean War, the Russo-Turkish Wars, and, you know, the Soviet Union that came to save us during the genocide. But even this meeting between Trump, Aliyev, and Pashinyan, what was the most interesting thing about that meeting? It's that Putin wasn't there. This was the first meeting that we had between Armenia and Azerbaijan that Russia was not involved in.
And then later on, they said it was okay. If it's good for Armenia, it's good for Russia. I was blown away by that.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's a slap in the face to Russia.
Of course,
the fact that Trump said, here, we're going to have a meeting without Russia. But Armenia has to make a decision. Either we become Western and we move with the Western countries in Europe and become closer to America, or we become Russified and stay with the Russians. It's like walking on the street. You either walk on the left side or the right side. If you walk in the middle, you're going to get squashed. And Armenia has to choose a side. We can't be doing this wishy-washy playing back and forth.
You know, if you watch boxing matches, there's 2.5 minutes each round. And if we're in the first round, because the second round is coming up, and things change over different rounds. So it's not something permanent we have in the relationship vis-a-vis Russia or Armenia. But we don't have to depend. How do we not depend on others? Mm-hmm. What is it we have to do not to depend on others?
I mean, it's... First of all, everyone is dependent on something. I think Armenia I think opening up trade with Armenia with other countries would be extremely beneficial. But I mean, in terms of military power, Armenia needs to, like you mentioned before, what could Pashinyan have done in the past few years to help Armenia? He could have strengthened the military. Since the first Karabakh War, all Azerbaijan has been doing, all Aliyev has been doing, is strengthening the Azeri military. That's what he's been doing. He developed the drones, and it wasn't necessarily the drones that were still killing the Armenians in Karabakh, in Artsakh. It was still the artillery, but it was drone-led artillery, and people were shocked by what the Azeris had done. Israel has been studying the Azeri military tactics now for years, because it was quite, from a military standpoint, it was quite impressive what the Azeris did. And even the lands that they couldn't use drones for, they had state-of-the-art equipment going in there to defeat the Armenians, and the Armenians had nothing. We were using tanks from the Soviet era, mm-hmm. and we hadn't developed anything over the past 20 years.
In 2020, we did not fight Azeris only. We fought Turks. We fought Turkey. And Turkey is a very powerful country. They came with drones. They came with generals. They came with scientists. They came with... Everybody was manning. These drones were being manned by Turkish officers. So Azeris could not have done anything on their own. Yes, they were supplied also by arms from Israel and other... But Armenia was in a tough spot and was not ready for the war. The war shouldn't have happened, but it did happen. And the question is, where do we go from now? The question that is really, really of interest, what happens tomorrow? What is going to happen tomorrow? And we are just expressing our opinions. And Rafi said something, you know, if Armenia wants more population, let's come up with different policies that attract people from outside. Attract, give citizenship. Full Armenian, half Armenian, quarter of Armenian, as William Soria said, I dedicate this book to a quarter Armenian, one-eighth Armenian, one-sixteenth Armenian. If somebody wants to be an Armenian, he's Armenian. Mm-hmm. That's my definition of Armenian. People come spend days and nights. Who is Armenian? Are you the Marashchis, Armenian, or the Kharpet? You know, it's a waste of time. If you really want to be Armenian, you're Armenian. And there aren't many people waiting in line to become Armenian.
Okay, a sheet of paper doesn't determine whether or not you're Armenian. It's the blood that runs through your veins. It's your beliefs. That is what makes us Armenian. And what you're saying about the repatriation of Armenians, Rafi, that is very important, especially because the Azeri population continues to grow every year while the Armenians are dwindling. And eventually the Azeris are going to say the Armenians can't run their own land. We'll take it for them.
If I may wrap up, I think diaspora, I would like to see a stronger diaspora supporting Armenia standing together. That's all I can say. I mean, we have a lot of problems. One thing that we as Armenians can do is promote that relationship. That's one thing we can do. I'm not going to talk about things we may be able to do, depending on others, if the wind blows this way, if Hurricane Irene comes towards New York. I don't know what's going to happen. But getting the diaspora closer to Armenia is our responsibility. This is something we can do it. And I know people don't like it because there are different levels of interests in the world. I may not like it because the radio will be taken over by Pashinyan. I don't want the Pashinyan. You know, everybody has his own interest. But we have to think of the global interest, of the more national interest. And the national interest requires that these two wings of the bird help the bird fly higher. That's all we can do. I mean, Miran, I think you have a song. Let's see, what is the song?
Jawahi Karine Manis Ես նորից ու տեսնելով քեզ կարգին ալեկոցրած իմ հոգին իմ հուշերի աշխարից հանդիպեցի քեզ նորից ու տեսնելով քեզ կարգին Ալեկոցրեց իմ հոգին Թող ամպերը հերանան Արև շողա երկանքի Իսկ ես պարոս կդարնան Քոտում գալու չամպեքի Շամպան հազդինից Ես կաղոտ եմ ձեզ համար Որ ոտքը չարնի քարի Ակամայից քարացա Եվ որ հանդիպեցի քեզ Ու բերկրանքով հասկացա Որ մուրազս կատարվեց Ակամայից քարացա Եվ որ հանդիպեցի քեզ Ելքրանքով kaskatsa Vurmur azız katar bez Tavam bela her anan Alev şova yer kanki İz kes paroz kadanan Kodun galu çan peki Champagne has been Yes, come on, him, yes, I'm on vodka, charmy, kari Vol vodka, charmy, kari Vol vodka, charmy, kari
New Jersey her gün radyo jam ne Serge Aşter, Rafin Aşter ne Matthew Aşter ne Bedros Aşter Miran Aşter Sakayne Yev Greg Aşter ne Greg Kalşa Patrafik Skisi Hamal Saran Rutgers Hamal Saran Çünkü des inçisele Skisi Hamal Saran Rat Hamal Saran Vardadze Եվ ինչ խրատունիս կեր գրեգին, ոչ թե խրատ գուզել ասել, գիտեի ամեն բան գրեգը, բայց let's see what would be going
into this guy. Ինչ որ գիտեմ, գրեգը շատ աշխատասեր.
Bravo.
He is responsible.
He is.
Ռադիո ժամը իրեն բավական օգնած է, համարցակ է. Գրեգը պիտի հաջողի իմ գարձիքովս իր գյանքի մեջ, իր
Bravo.
Իր քոլեջի գյանքի մեջ եւ աբակա իր ինչ որ գուզե որ մեկ ջուրը որ բռնե վստահ եմ որ գրեգ պիտի հաջողի
You know, that's
first impressions are never wrong, they say.
You know, just you wanted to add that he's a team player.
Absolutely.
And he is a very responsible person. What else can you expect in the person? And Miran knows Greg better than any one of us. Miran, give us some words of wisdom about what do you know about Greg and what do you Greg's have to say? To
Records New Brunswick, I hear.
Yep.
And you're doing finance, right? So we've got to stay connected.
Uh-huh.
But Greg is very responsible. He's very driven, very ambitious. And I know he's going to do well. We're going to miss him, but you know, if you want to come over on the breaks at all, or if you ever need my help with finance, or, you know, just give me your money. I'll take care of it. I'll be free here, your help.
Bedros, you know also Greg, not as well as Miran, but you know what happens here.
I guess not as well as Miran, yes. But, you know, Greg, you really are an incredible young man. I'm looking forward to seeing the things you're going to do at Rutgers. And they have a wonderful Armenian group there, so please stay involved there. Yeah, and, of course, you're always welcome to come back to the Radio Hour. I mean, it's the same thing I do, right? When I'm away in school, I can't make it, but... I'm back for breaks, you know, always feel free to join us.
Mm-hmm.
And best of luck in all your endeavors. And stay connected with Miran and with the other Armenians at finance. Because as we were just saying, it's important for the Armenians to work together and help each other out.
Yeah, well.
And Serge has something to say, words of advice or congratulations. Or Serge, you definitely...
Are we going to allow Greg to talk also?
Absolutely. the next person is Greg.
Definitely don't forget the pizzas. We have every month gathering. you're welcome. And as Miran and everybody else seems to know you even more than I do, I'm sure you're going to do well. But we're going to have you, I'm sure, once in a while.
Greg, you heard all of us wish you well. What is it that you are thinking about?
I definitely won't forget the pizza. Thank you, everybody, for the well wishes and nice things. I am excited to start this new chapter, you know. It's completely different from anything I've ever done before, going somewhere and staying there and just away from home, you know. But I'm excited for it. and I'm gonna work hard, and then also I'm gonna try to come to the radio as much as I can. You know, they say there's a will, there's a way. I wanna keep working here. I wanna keep coming back. So
beautiful.
I'll find a way to make it work.
And just be involved with the Armenian club, as Bedros said. It's very, very important. You can make a big difference.
Yeah.
You can make a big difference in the club's direction.
Yeah, I've heard that there's a nice Armenian club over there at Rutgers, and I'm really excited to join that club. And hopefully we can actually make some connections with Miram at the Seton Hall Armenian club, and we can...
100%.
Yeah, we can...
some allies.
Yep, we can have some kind of fun events or... Any kind of networking activity, it's good, as long as we're staying connected with each other.
Just want to stress that Miran Maljan is the president of the Armenian club at Seton Hall. So we are also not only involved with the radio, but with the church and the club. And don't underestimate what one person can do. Many times the whole organization is led to success due to one person, and we wish you and Miran, Bedros, and all the other young men and women the best, Rafi.
And don't rule out post-graduation partnerships that you have established here. So maybe you and Miran can open an investment firm.
In
Armenia, of course.
The next song is dedicated to Greg, and we'll just wish him the best, very best.
Cheers.
listening to the Armenian Radio out of New Jersey. We are on the air each and every Sunday between 2 to 4 p.m. on WSOU 89.5 FM, the radio station of Seton Hall University. We are really a crowded bunch of volunteers here in the studios, and we are enjoying each other, discussing current Armenian life and also future Armenian life. And today, Rafi Krikorian is with us. And Rafi, we have guests. And you had the chance to get to know the guests, Sarkis and Marie Barghamian. And they're here because they are going to host us at the traditional pizza gathering, which you started. Your headache picks up for the 7th, 8th month. Bedros knows this. Bedros had typed in the name Sarkis and Marie Barghamian. Was it Baghramian? Baghramian? It was an H with an O. But we got it right, I think. And tell me, what is your take of our guest? You spoke to them. I think you have an idea who they are. Kind of let's introduce our guest.
They're wonderful people. Thanks for the invitation for the pizza. And I think we share quite a lot in common as far as what country we come from and where we live and who we used to live, where
oh,
we
really?
in Beirut. And with some Syrian heritage deep down. I'm all in awe and appreciative, and also always a good treat to meet new people at the radio station. We are a family, and we enjoy, like you said, each other's company, especially our new guests. At least for me, they were new guests.
If one person is really, really excited, it's Miran. Miran, finally you meet Sarkis and Mary. And tell us, what does this pizza mean to you and the camaraderie and the...
Yes.
You enjoy food. Okay, we know that. But seriously.
I want to thank you guys for bringing us out the pizza. You're continuing a tradition that we started months ago. And we always need someone each month to carry on this tradition or carrying on the torch. But you're bringing us together. You know, I'm glad to meet you guys. I'm always looking to meet more Armenians. And, you know, we're learning more. We're all gathered around, like, a storytelling and telling, you know, our history and... like just general politics, and I love it. I love just talking to more Armenians, and you know, you're connecting us and you're bringing us together, and you're serving us pizza.
And,
I love.
And Bedros is really trying to say, give me the mic. I have something also to add to what you're saying.
Well,
Bedros, go for it.
I don't think people realize how wonderful it is for the youth, for the Armenian youth, to meet with the older generation, because you know, in today's Armenian society, especially in America. There's so many youth groups. You have the Armenian Youth Federation, you have ACYOA Youth Things, you have AGBU, but there's somewhat of a disconnect between the older and the younger generations. And something like this, where we have Greg, Miran, and I, we're about to have a wonderful dinner with all these very brilliant Armenian people from two generations ahead of us. And even this discussion we just had, it helps because knowledge must be passed down from one generation to the next. Otherwise, everyone's beginning at ground zero. So that always, it's always a wonderful tradition to have older Armenians to impart this knowledge onto us and share their wisdom with us.
I
so
loved
you
everything you said except the word old. Nobody's old here. I mean, the guy can run faster than you do. Greg, tell us how you feel about the pizza outing.
I feel pretty similar to the way that Minam feels about it. Everybody loves the pizza, so... And it's also a great time to connect, obviously, and talk with other people, especially as a... Pedro said, I won't use the word, but other Armenians from different generations. And yeah, there's nothing I can say
Serge Hayranov is a possible that I said, Nergaichuno Sarkisini Marina Stella, Yevkides Mezi Hamar Pizza Josh Chibokanvor, I'd Kovkovikal Negarevore, Yev inch Tavugra Nazarda Idavil.
Այո, Վարդան, եւ անշուշտ կնահատվիլը լավ դեղ ունի, բայց ինչպես որ Պետրոսն ասավ, ծանոթանալ անցորը ես ալ չի ջանչնար, եւ այսօր համայնքի մեջ հակառակորդ փոքր համայնք է, ամենք սիրար չենք ջանչնար, ունգնտին ներուն հետ շաղվիլ, իրենց եկած տեղ են, ինչպես որ Ռաֆինալ գսեր, exchange of views, եւ ավելի լավ գիտնալ, որ մերունգներ ինչ կմտածեն միշտ կուզեն քնալ եւ ինչու՞ չէ խրատներնալ հաջորդ սերունդին ասենք կամ հիմա գվա սերունդին ավելի ճիշտ փոխանցելը իր արժեքն ունի
Կերես, մենք հարուստ ենք բարեկամներով, իսկապես ոչ միայն միլիոնադեր եմ ես անձամբ, բիլիոնադեր եմ, որտեղ իսկապես բարեկամներ, որ ունենք եւ քաղաքի մեջ 47 տարվա ընթացքին հասկանալի է, որ շատ աշխատած ենք բարեկամներու հետ եւ Սարգիսը եւ Մարինա բարեկամները մինեն իրենց բարեկամներն ար գրնամ այստեղ շեշտը գրնամ անուն դալ նազուին եւ ալիսին նազուալիս ձեր խոսքը գնենք այստեղ գուսայինք որ բերեդ լակ բայց դուք ար հին բարեկամներ ենք որոնք ձեր բարդականությունը գդարած եք քաղուտը դարբեր 40-50 տարի առաջ այսօր էս դարբեր է բայց լավ գսկակ թե ըրիկ ինչ որ կարող եք ընդել քաղուտին եւ ադորամար շնորհակալություն գայտեմ սակայն ձանր հարցումներ չունի մեկ հարցումը ընդհանուր առաջին դպավորությունը ինչ էր այս տեսարանի մեջ որի եկած ես առաջին անգամն է մեր հյուրնես
դպավորությունս առաջինը ասի երդասարդները որ հոստեղը իրենք ժամերնին գուդան օրերնին գուդան աս վոլանտիր եղած են ասոնք բայց իրենց եդևեն ուրիշներն ալ պետք ունինք հիմա մենք 47 տարի աս ռադիոն ժամը որ 40-րդին կսպասեին, որ մեծ բրանտեսմը կամ պամմը ալար, պայց հուսամթե 50-ին մեծ պամմը ալա և մեր ժողովուրդը կաչալերը ամեն աս ռեդիո ժամը։ Երբասարդեր, ձեր բարձ կգադար, շատ ուրախ եմ, որ աստեղը խոսեք թուք, պայց շարնագեք, պլիզ։
Կիտես սակո ժամանակի ժամանակ կմտածեն բարեկամներու կտեսնվինք եւ խոսքը ընթանա երբեմն կմորնանք ինչ ասինք բայց երբեմն մեկ փարմը գիշենք ես գիշեմ երբ խոսեցա հետդ եւ ինչ ասենք retired ես հիմա կործեն թուն տերնիկ չես այլ մեղումն ես հանտար չես կրնար նստիլ եվ ասե լավ է retired ուելը թե լավ չէ
retirement իմին retirement ես շատ լավ է ինձին առաջին դունեն գպախի երկրորդը բարեկամներով կսպաղվիմ ժամերս իրգուն գլաչ եմ կեր ինչպես անցավ և ծգնորսության գեր տամ միշտ ադալ գնեմ որերս կանցնեմ ինձի համար ինձի որ գսեմ որ you're going to be bored.
Այո, շատ դեր եմ
ասում։ Եթե որ ասի bored են, I love it. So
as Մարի գուզեմ մոդենաս մի քիչ մայքրոֆոնը հաջիս, մեկ հատ խոսքը, մի ամեզի հալո մսե, որտեվ գուրախանանք լսել, մի այն, ասե դպավորություն ինչ է մի այն աս երդասարդներուն շրջապատված այս սենյակի մեջը, առաջին անգամն է, մենք ամեն գերագի այստեղ ենք, բայց դուք առաջին անգամն է, եւ գուզենք լսել թե ինչպես կսկսակ me a microphone image. Yeah, get it. Saint first discuss this tall is this around.
Hi Aranov. Okay. Shat kkna hadem polornit vor zamernit de bazek radio jamin. Yes shat urakh gskam yev husam te im torni gsalka yev volunteer la yev shat aveli urakh klank husam te mis sharunakvi asevi շատ-շատ ուրախ եմ։
Սա կոլ լսեցի, որ տորնեկը 15 տարի գանախչիկ մն է, չէ։
Այո։
Անուն է ինչ է։
Դանիել։
Դանիել, եվ պավական առաջացած է ջիմնաստ։ Ջիմնաստ։
Այո։
Այսինքն մարզանքի
աղ։ Այո։
Բայց գիտես բոլորս գուզենք նորսերուն տա հայրեն լս խոսի, հայգը շրջադեկ մեջ մտնա, ասեմ ես ինչ պատահեցա վերջոր սպոքոնոզը տորնեկին թե։
Ադիկա մեծ մորը գբարդի, որ փոքնոզ կնած ջիմնաստիկ կեմպին հոն հայ աղջիկ մը ծանոթացած է, որ Հայաստան են եկած է աղջիկը լավ անգլերեն չի գիտեր մեր թորնիկն լավ հայերեն չի գիտեր բայց իրար հետ շատ լավ բարեկամներ եղած են հիմա իրար հետ նորեն հերացանով իրար հետ գապ կգաբեն աղջիկը հիմա Կալիֆոռնիայի տորնիկ զգուզը որ երթավոր ծանոթորեն դեսնվի իրեն։
Եվ գուզե սորվիլ հայերեն։
Եվ սորվիլ հայերեն միշտ
այդ։ Եվ ականչը լեծուն է վստահ եմ
ձեզ։ Այո, այո, մեր մարոն չի հետը խոսիր անգլերեն, որով անգլերեն չի գիտեր ինքը։
Բրավո, հասկացա, հասկացա։ Շատ մդուներու մեջ մեծ մայրը մեծ թեր գդարած։
Նա մեծ մեծ բլիվ որ չի գիտեր ինքը, զանգով գստեբե գստեբե որ հայերեն
խոսի։ Հասկացա։ Սակայն մեկ գետը 73-ին եկա, 71-ին Ամերիկա եկա։ Ես 73-ին եկա, just երկուդարի հետքը, բայց խոսենք թե ինչպես քաղուտը փոխված է, ինչ է մտածումներդ։
Քաղուտը փոխված է, ժողովուրդը փոխված է, բարակաները փոխվին, մանավանդ COVID-ն վերջը։
Բրավո, բրավո։
Ժողովուրդը կարծես իրար մեկի չվասան։
Հերացած են։
Հերացած են իրար մեկ, նույնիսկ եկեղեցին, որ գերտանք հիմա online դեսնանք։
Ճիշտ է։
Եվ շատերիս եկեղեց չէ, ես առաջին մեկը ես։
Okay, okay։
Եկեղեցին TV-ին վրան կամ թե հերացայինի վրան գտիդեմ ադիկա եւ երեց չեմ երթար։ Այս COVID-ն վերջ ամեն ինչը փոխվեցավ, հուսամ թե ավելի լավի երթար ժողովրդի առը մոդեն մոդենա։
Եվ ինչը խոսկըտ, բարս հայումը խոսկը աբակա հայության, Փաշինյանը չգիտեմ ինչերը…
Փաշինյանը ադիկա ինչ իրարուկով պետք է պերենք և խդրություն չի թրվի իրարու մեջ։ Սա ալե որ մեզի բիդի ազադե գամ թե ավելի բիդի գարողանանք ընել պաներ, որ չեին կրնար ընել։ Սա աս մեր նոր սերունդն է, որ աբակա սերունդն է, որ մեզի աս մենք ալ կրետե at the end of the line որ գսեն։ So ասում կեմ, որ բիդի շարնագեմ մեր դեղը։
Բրավո, վերջին հարցումը սակը, վերջին գարևոր հարցումը դե, ինչու որոշեցիր այս կայլ արդել մեզի պիցայի դանիլ։
Եվ որ լսեցի, գամ թե գարթացի TV-ի եմ վրան, պանի, ռեդյոյի եմ վրան, որ Ռաֆին իմել դվի և ադանգով սինեստամ ասիկա ինչու համար բիդի չիլա, ամեն ամիս։
Բրավո։
So, հիմա, եթե որ բագաս ամիս մովորգա, ես նորեմ վալանդիր եմ ես։
Oh my God, did you hear what he said, okay. Miran? Yeah. If we don't have people for any month, he's going to...
I'll be the volunteer.
That's really solved our problem. Okay. We can go on a vacation now.
I don't think we have someone for the next 5 months.
You got it.
Սագա լավակու մախտակներս կեզի, Մարիան։
Մախտակներս սեզի ալ, երդասարդներ բարձկերիտ կատարձեր։
Bravo.
Ասի...
Bravo, bravo.
Շնորհակալ եմ ձեզ մեջ շատ։
Խնդրեմ, եւ այս երկը գրդանք նվիրել Նազոյին Վալիսին, քանի որ խոսքը իսկապես ուրիշ եւ գիշենք իրենց կուրախանան։ Ամենս որ եւ Սարկիսին, եւ Մարուին, եւ Նազոյին, եւ Վալիսին լավակու մախտակներ, հին բարեկամներ, լավ բարեկամներ։
ta du inz norits dursari ait ko khagit chem karogh yes aitkan hampere deja ta du inz norits dursari ait ko khagit chem karogh yes aitkan hampere havata sirelins du inz havata havata arants kes chem dimana de ari karotel kes burger kem u aseman kes senesim mia duin kanknesim marega havata sirelis duin havata havata arants kes el chem dimana de ari karotel kes burger kem u aseman kes
Yeah. ին սիրում խենթի պես գիտեմ երկս լսում ես էլ մի ուշանա թե գալու ես խնդրում եմ արագացրու շուտ արա թե գալու ես խնդրում եմ արագացրու շուտ արա արագացրու շուտ արա սիրտս էլ չի դիմանա արագացրու շուտ արա սիրտս էլ չի դիմանա արագացրու շուտ արա սիրտս էլ չի դիմանա արագացրու շուտ արա սիրտս էլ չի դիմանա
Listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. We are in our 47th year of service to the community. We now go to the community announcements. If you want us to read your nonprofit organization's announcements free of charge, kindly send us a few lines a couple weeks in advance so we may serve you better. More details about the events we announce can be found in our Armenian Interests newsletter.
On Sunday, August 17th, following the Badarak at St. Vartan Cathedral, there will be a reception and performance by Armfolk group from Armenia, which will feature singers, dancers, and traditional musicians from the Mother See of Holy Etchmiadzin, Harry and Suzanne Tufayan Youth Center.
St. Mary Armenian Church of Livingston, New Jersey has a new pastor. Father Voskan's official installation service will be held on September 12, 2025, officiated by His Grace Bishop Mesro Parsamian.
On Thursday, September the 25th at 7 p.m., the AGBU New York Special Events Committee and AGBU Arts is to present Samuel Yervinian in concert at the Kauffman Music Center in New York City for a spectacular evening of music performed on violin and piano featuring artist Armen Maritosyan and dancers Edward Sarkisyan and Natalia Devitsyan.
On Saturday, October 4th at 7 p.m. at the St. Vartan Armenian Cathedral Complex, the Diocese of the Armenian Church presents From Jazzical Gomidas to Aznavour Classics with the National Chamber Orchestra of Armenia, Sipan Ola, conductor, and Hayrapi Yahikian, soprano. For more information, call 212-686-0710.
On October 5th, the AJA, the Armenian Jewelers Association of the East Coast, will celebrate their 25th anniversary at Seasons Catering in Washington Township, New Jersey. On that day, Mr. Birk Gokberk, a veteran member of AJA, will be honored. Details to follow.
On Saturday, October 11th, 2025, at 7:15 p.m., Voicer Musical Ensemble and Friends will present a concert to mark the 15th anniversary of Huser. This will be held at the Queen's Theater at Corona Park, New York. Donations are $50 and $65. For more information, please call 845-548-5390.
On Saturday, October 25th, 2025, a gala benefiting the Armenian University of Armenia will be held at the Yale Club in New York City. Details to follow.
The Homenetmen of New Jersey will celebrate its 50th anniversary on November 1st, 2025. Details will follow.
The Armenian Heritage Cruise is scheduled for January 10th through 17th, 2026, departing from Miami with stops in Puerto Plata, San Juan, Ocean Cat, and more. Armenian entertainment will be plenty with singer Andrei Hamaskayn, Nighty Dance Group, and more. For more information, check Armenian Radio Newsletter.
Listening to the Armenian Radio of New Jersey on 89.5 FM. One thing very exciting happening here at Seton Hall is that we are seeing students come back. And I understand those who are in sports, in athletics, are reporting earlier to their stations, and life is returning to the university. I know the schools will open up. Miran, you are the expert. What is the magic day, 24th?
The 25th. Like a week from tomorrow.
And you know the parking is going to be...
Yeah, there's already cars outside. Well,
yeah, as I said.
People are already coming back.
The sports, the athletics are coming back?
The seasons are going to start. The freshmen come in before us, so they're going to come in they're coming in like this Friday.
And is your schedule ready for the first semester?
We're starting right off the bat. I'm going back to school this Saturday. Oh, it's not far. I'm like 20 minutes away. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to move into my dorm and then come back to St. Mary's, of course, on my Sunday. And then Monday we start
classes.
And what year are you in? Second or third?
My sophomore year now.
You're going into the sophomore year. I see. Sophomore okay. Year, yes. Okay. So you're up there as a schedule. Mira, I'm just curious. What year are you in?
That's
Bedros. Bedros, Miran, you know, you both look alike like twins.
Oh, I know. Bedros, I always say he's the better-looking version. But
yeah, definitely.
I'm going into my senior year, so 1 year left.
Senior year. And so what year will you be in medical school?
God willing, I start in 2026, in the fall of 2026.
I don't want to rush it, but I know you were at one point, very recently, you were talking about sending in your application, your writing, why you want to become a doctor. When do you hear from them, and when does it get to be final?
So I just submitted all my secondary applications for med school, and I have an interview for coming up soon for NJMS. So for all the Armenians out there, please pray for me. Hopefully it goes well. But yeah, so now interviews are starting. Most schools, though, don't begin giving out interviews until September.
You know, as they said, it's 1%... prayer and 99% perspiration or something like that.
Maybe 50-50.
Yeah, you're good. You'll make it. But it's just did you decide where you will be for medical school?
Well, I have to do the interviews first, and then depending on which ones I get into, from then I'll decide where I want to go.
Which are the top two?
Oh, I don't want to.
Okay,
you know,
it.
Evil eye, you know.
Oh, definitely.
As my father always says, don't touch the money. Right.
So
when I'm there, you know, for orientation, I'll phone in. I'll let you guys know where I am.
Serge, as a parent, what goes in your mind when your kid starts another semester? You know, how does it feel? What is the message?
It's always a new beginning. Yeah. I saw somebody writing on, I think it was LinkedIn or somewhere, the picture of a sunrise and saying it inspires me every time I see a sunrise, because there's always a beginning of something that I'll accomplish that day, or potentially I could accomplish that day. It is a circle of life, and we've always been there, and seeing the current generation opening the door and trying to see what's behind it. It's just amazing to watch, even. Not only enjoy it.
It's a beautiful picture we have here with Greg going to Rutgers and Miran. You're the Miran, right? He's the Bedros. Miran is going to school in a week's time, and he will be here next Sunday. You better be here. And I have a feeling Hagop is listening to us. Don't ask me why. I have a feeling. I have a feeling that he's at Newark Airport or JFK, just returning from Armenia, because I know today they're coming back, the whole family. So if they're listening to us, we'd like to congratulate Nubar, Hagop's brother-in-law. And also tell Hagop what? Tell him something.
No, I always hear that he's always traveling around in his car. Like
no, he was in Armenia. It's legit.
Is he in Armenia now, right now? Or?
They're coming, the whole family is coming together from Armenia back home. It was a long trip, but it was a wedding they attended to. But how much have we missed Hagop? Or no?
Of course.
We could do it without him.
No, we miss you, Hagop. Hagop, if you're listening, we need you back immediately.
Why are you laughing?
It's chaos in here.
You're missing out on the pizza, Hagop. Come on.
Yeah, he said I'll be missing the pizza.
No, but speaking of school, Hagop's going into his senior year of high school.
Yes.
So he'll be going through the whole college application process. So please let your prayers be with him and keep him in your thoughts.
You know, more importantly for Hagop, recently, a couple of weeks ago, he got his driver's license.
Yes, that's a big deal.
That's a biggie, very
license
biggie.
License to drive.
So you can just imagine he will be parked here very far away from other cars. Nobody's going to touch my car, you know, that type of thing. But we definitely have missed Hagop, and we hope to see him next Sunday. And summer is another, 2 weeks left for summer, and then September 1st and Labor Day and all these weekends.
Yeah, basically, Labor Day weekend is basically when all colleges,
And summer ends, kind of.
Summer ends.
It was a very hot summer. I mean, do you like summer? Do you like hot weather, Greg? Or no?
I like hot weather more than I like it more than the winter.
Oh, really?
But,
yeah. But it was very hot, you know. Like
it was a little humid too.
The humidity, it kills you. You know, in Armenia, I was in Armenia 2 weeks ago, and it was 105, 110. And they keep telling me, why don't we come out and we'll walk around? Who wants to walk around 110 degrees?
you know, at least it's dry there, so it's not as many bugs. It's a bit more bearable.
Mosquitoes. Yeah.
You know, that's what we console each other. Oh, at least it's dry in Armenia. Oh, at least at night there's a breeze. But anyway, but it was good and we enjoyed it. So we hope each and every one of us, including myself, has a very relaxing week coming up. I don't know, Serge, are you... What's happening next 2 weeks? Will you be with us? Will you not? I have to ask you because...
I'll be with you.
In spirit.
I'm lucky I may be able to listen, but we'll see. I'll take my break too.
I think you deserve a break, and I really think the summer really worked beautifully in that we covered each other. You know, everybody was busy. I did not expect to be away, but sometimes there are family obligations you have to attend to. So that's also important. But the fact that I could leave or Serge could leave next, whatever, is very, very important for us to make the show move ahead. Right, Mehran? And if next Sunday you're not ready to do all the engineering on your own,
I'm ready.
You'll be hearing from people, from old people. Serge Pambase, Pagats, Chi Pagats, I think Inchka Shapat Pamagabur, Ganaik. Les pasenkot pamola shapat lur bagavor merke devinkam
masna vor mitkes pamachiga voch mer varchabeduka voch norchumachiga good non news is good news probably let's still digest whatever
chamuzer daradzel hosker but I understand that could be amerigatsi pasta pamma որուն անունն է David Amsterdam եւ այդտեղ ելած է պաշտպանելու երկու եկեղեցականները եւ Սամուել Գարաբեդյանը պաշտպանելու այդ իմաստով որ փանդի մեջ են այս անձերը եւ Գարավարության անձավոր կսկա թե անդարտարորեն այս անձերը փանդի մեջ են եւ պետք է արձակվին ես կգարձեմ այդիկա category 1 category 2 hurricane-ի բեսը հիմա միջև ուրպատշապատ category chors glagam hinkla yev hunar pavagan baitum gam lurer bidi daratsvin ankinch glla vordev vorovedev asemir patmutyuna
justice has to take its course I guess right ais misov ais vamer haydakir verchkuka yev tsezig miyanan kashapat jam 2:04-i michev inchpes amen giragi tsezig machtenk bari yev parkavat shapatma. Our program is coming to an end and I hope you enjoyed all the chatter you listened to today and you'll be with us next week from 2 to 4 p.m. We hope you have a good and productive week.